You are listening to a summary of 1501 Ways to Reward Employees, a book by Bob Nelson.
Bob Nelson's list-packed primer on praising shows you the right and wrong ways to reward high-performing employees. Dr. Bob explains the crucial roles that recognition and gratitude play in employee motivation and performance and tells you how to make meaningful gratitude and acknowledgement an integral part of your firm. He outlines strategies for a variety of scenarios, from offering regular commendation on normal workdays to recognizing employees when times are tough. His real-life examples of how top employers make workers feel appreciated add depth to his chunky list. Get Abstract recommends that managers keep a well-thumbed edition at hand.
The rules and regulations of recognition. The best managers know that rewarding top employees helps ensure that their outstanding performances will continue. Recognition spurs people to excel further, offers useful feedback, and helps workers keep striving. But it can't amount to just a haphazard impulse or a random pat on the back. To add substance to your efforts, follow these principles of recognition. 1. You get what you reward. When you acknowledge good performance, employees tend to repeat it. 2. The best recognition is contingent. When you compliment someone, you're not offering a pleasantry. You're reacting to a concrete action with positive attention. 3. The best recognition is free. Simple words of appreciation are always welcome. Managers can compliment high-performing employees with personal praise delivered face-to-face, written praise, such as a formal letter, electronic praise, like a recorded phone message or email, or public praise that is either published or delivered at a gathering. Recognition should be timely, earnest, highly descriptive, specific to the recipient, upbeat and frequent. Praising is a process, not something you do only at the end of a project. The manager is the most important person in the stream of recognition. Employees prefer to hear positive feedback directly from their supervisors. Many managers mistakenly believe that they're not responsible for giving recognition. They lack confidence that they can praise correctly or that the firm will support them. Managers who let staffers make policy decisions and take chances, and who value good communication, find recognition easier to bestow than managers who don't. Creating a culture. An organizational culture that fosters recognition will build your company's reputation as a great place to work. Rewarding employees should be a sustained activity endemic to the firm's personality and processes. So make praise a regular item on your manager's calendars or to-do lists. Acknowledgement should have a measurable effect. Rewards that result in good statistical outcomes are more likely to become accepted practice. Methods for honoring staffers change over the years. Some popular new options include 1. Peer-to-peer recognition. Co-workers, as well as managers, offer praise. 2. Experiential incentives. Send employees to a cooking class or health resort. 3. Wellness and work-life balance. Pay for a high performer's fitness club fees. 4. Going green. Offer rewards for cycling to the office instead of driving. 5. Charity. Giving and community service. Give time off for volunteer work. Trends and troubles. New trends affect the workplace. Firms continue to compete for skilled workers. And as the millennial generation, born in the mid-1970s or early 1980s, fills the workforce, supervisors face new challenges. Millennials are highly energized but require creative managerial care. As companies connect globally, they face the challenges of a diverse, interconnected workforce, including remote, virtual workers and contingent workers like freelancers. These developments require managers to consider how the human element of their firms contributes to the bottom line. Give the people in your company a boost by using these methods. 1. Give millennials repeated feedback. Invite their responses and pay attention to what they say. 2. Provide contingency workers with the same new job orientation you give full-time employees. Assign diverse projects to them to maintain their interest. 3. Keep virtual workers connected with frequent calls, meetings, and emails. 4. Be sensitive to differing time zones and varying cultures' attitudes toward time. Recognition must continue to be a priority even during times of economic challenges, when managers must be more creative. These 6 approaches are especially effective. 1. Have a clear and compelling direction. Make sure that staffers understand the firm's purpose and objectives, and what it does and doesn't do. 2. Keep communicating. Regularly update your workers, hold town halls, or have your executives meet with staff members or share a meal. 3. Include employees and inspire them. Explain the firm's financial statements, invite staffers to attend board or executive meetings, start a mentor program. 4. Give them autonomy, flexibility, and support. Asking employees to telecommute, conduct staff meetings, or select their own assignments demonstrates that you trust them to make good decisions. 5. Offer ways for staffers to keep learning and growing. You can still offer training in times of tight budgets. Ask your highest performing workers to help train others. Step up mentoring initiatives. Retain only those training programs whose metrics prove they work. 6. Commend your workers when they succeed. Symbolic recognition tools such as certificates and plaques work in good times and bad. Award low-cost items like gift certificates for popular vendors or coupons for a long lunch or an afternoon or additional day off. Putting individual recognition to work. Good managers believe that they should create an atmosphere of inspiration and reward. They seize opportunities to recognize good work in a timely fashion, promote it to others, and praise it sincerely. Every day, they use the 4 methods of recognition: personal, written, electronic, and public, to identify and praise good performances. Clever managers find creative ways to call attention to a job well done. They might hand out treats to the high performer and his or her coworkers, or buy the top achiever a lottery ticket and say, "We hit the jackpot when we hired you." Written praise is suitable anytime, including regular intervals such as after scheduled evaluations or at year's end. Use bulletin boards to promote peer-to-peer recognition and to display customers' compliments. Expand recognition by sending electronic copies of a laudatory letter to an employee's coworkers. Positive attention can be inexpensive, as simple as a wall of fame or a certificate of appreciation. When you bring people together to recognize their great performance, include their coworkers, family members, and high-level bosses as much as possible. Rewarding employees can be as simple as putting visible thank you notes on their office doors, congratulating them in the firm's internal newsletter, or crediting them for ideas at public or executive meetings. Recognition activities. That is, one-time occurrences commemorating a significant achievement or milestone are valuable tools. Consider providing a VIP pass to high performers, granting them short-term privileges such as a great parking space or meals in the company lunchroom. Designate a week in honor of a certain category of employee, such as support staff or customer service. Everybody likes money, so don't rule out raises, bonuses, gift certificates, or coupons. especially when no one expects them. Cash awards have limits, they can be fleeting and impersonal. And employees may come to expect them. Cash incentives work best when you select something tailored to the person and useful. The gifts people appreciate most include electronics, appliances, services like spa visits or house cleaning, and unusual presents such as first edition books. Personalize gifts by engraving or monogramming, where possible. Touting your team. Expressing your appreciation for group efforts is as important as recognizing individuals. Provide even-handed recognition by balancing the team's collective effort and acknowledging individual contributions. To help team members feed off each other's success, recognize incremental accomplishments throughout the course of a project. Use these 8 methods to recognize and reward group or team efforts. 1. Have a top executive visit the team's first gathering to thank them and wish them well. 2. Get everyone involved in planning the project and identifying objectives. 3. Honor and appreciate small victories along the way. 4. Ask team members to recognize one another's achievements. 5. Name your team and give it an identity with commemorative items like shirts or mugs. 6. Take the team on enjoyable outings outside of work. 7. Have the executive revisit the team for a progress report. 8. When the assignment concludes, thank each team member individually. Foster team spirit with contests or games. Hold raffles for prizes or a guessing contest using employees' childhood photos. Simple activities such as asking everyone to wear a tropical shirt on a particular day. Devising treasure hunts or throwing a party for no reason at all can help employees bond and have fun at work. Observing birthdays and other milestones builds team spirit. Treating your staff to ice cream or a surprise early afternoon dismissal raises morale. If you have the budget, give travel incentive rewards to high performers. Take your team on field trips to ride bikes, camp out, or play paintball. Recognizing specific achievements. When recognizing and encouraging specific behavior, such as great sales or improved customer service, ensure that the recognition is equitable, well-timed and tailored to individual requirements. Use an open forum to highlight individual examples of high performance. Make star workers the sole focus of the event. To celebrate notable achievements, do the following. 1. Give successful salespeople additional time off, a monetary reward, or a special trip. 2. Ask excellent workers what they want as a reward and make it happen. One firm held a company-wide John Day, complete with banners everywhere and a special luncheon. 3. Conduct a service lottery using customers' written compliments in a weekly drawing for a prize. 4. Post a praising board to display appreciative letters from clients. 5. Ask workers how to improve the business and celebrate success, award prizes for great ideas. 6. Give trendy electronic gear or tools to workers who improve their productivity scores. 7. Ask employees to nominate each other's high-quality work for special recognition. 8. Give prizes for safety improvements. Tools of the trade. To set up an ongoing process of rewarding and recognizing employees, use these structured methods. 1. Multi-level reward programs and point systems. Devise an official program to recognize high performance and conduct it on a regular basis, example, quarterly, yearly. 2. Company benefits and perks. Offer convenient on-site services such as merchandise sales or car washes, set up a health and wellness fair, subsidize meals and snacks. 3. Employee and company anniversaries. Observe employees' milestone tenures with gifts or time off. Throw a party or a dance when the firm marks a special event. 4. Company stock and ownership. Offering an employee stock ownership plan, ESOP, is one of the most powerful forms of recognition.